Headline: How much Bitcoin will Ross Ulbricht have if Trump sets him free? Published at 12:36 p.m. UTC, November 8, 2024. Before Ross Ulbricht's conviction on charges related to his operation of the darknet market Silk Road, he held 144,000 bitcoins worth $28.5 million. Today, their value would exceed $10 billion. Ulbricht earned this trove by charging a 10% fee from Silk Road transactions. When the FBI shut down Silk Road for various illegalities, federal agents seized and stole any Bitcoin they could find. Also, in a series of bizarre twists, a hacker swiped some of the Bitcoin before it could be seized, and North Korean hackers swooped in to take a share. This mess led the federal government to negotiate an agreement that some misappropriated Bitcoin would be used to pay the $183 million in restitution that Ulbricht was required to pay to the U.S. government. As an illegal enterprise involved in sales of narcotics and firearms, most of the Bitcoin on Silk Road went into U.S. court proceedings and has slowly been auctioned off by U.S. marshals. Some of it remains in the custody of the U.S. government. Pending court proceedings, the two federal agents who stole Bitcoin from Ulbricht's stash face charges themselves, including wire fraud and money laundering. The federal government ultimately auctioned off Ulbricht's Bitcoin. Venture capitalist Tim Draper, who won 9 of the auctions and a stash of 30,000 bitcoins, has since added his voice to the movement to grant clemency to Ulbricht. Read more. Supreme Court won't stop sale of 69,370 Silk Road bitcoins. That movement has gained momentum and has culminated in a solemn, repeated promise from incoming President Donald Trump that he will free Ross Ulbricht from federal prison by January 21, 2025. Subheading: Double life sentence could soon be ending. Ulbricht is serving a double life sentence for operating Silk Road. Supporters have called the sentence excessive, especially considering that he is a nonviolent offender, and prosecutors dropped charges related to allegations that he had hired a hitman. Since then, Ulbricht has communicated with the outside world through his mother's ex, formerly Twitter, account. Because he has no internet access in prison, he sends paper notes to Lynn Ulbricht, who then posts his words to ex. In the years since his imprisonment, Ulbricht's mother has led the push for his clemency. Specifically, Lynn wants a U.S. president to commute, not pardon, Ross. This would not undo his conviction, yet would allow him to leave prison. She created a Change.org petition that has received over 600,000 signatures. Signers of the petition claim he is unlikely to become a repeat offender if released. Subheading: Tracing the blockchain for Ross Ulbricht's Bitcoin. Lynn has sold Ross's physical art through a nonprofit organization, Art for Giving, raising $765,000 on Ulbricht's behalf for causes such as prevention and treatment of drug addiction and supporting recently released convicts' efforts to reintegrate into society. On the blockchain, an NFT featuring Ulbricht's hand-drawn art from prison has also fetched 7 figures at auction. A supporter purchased one of his NFTs, for example, on December 9, 2021, for $4.1 million in ETH via NFT marketplace SuperRare. However, this considerable donation is not in Ulbricht's personal possession. Instead, as his website states, all proceeds raised from the Ross Ulbricht Genesis Collection NFT auction will not be owned by Ross Ulbricht or his family, but by a legally separate entity that will redistribute proceeds towards the Art for Giving Fund and efforts to free Ross Ulbricht. FreeRoss.org, Lynn Ulbricht's website that she operates on behalf of Ross, accepts crypto donations as well. Its listed Bitcoin wallet contains 0.1495942 Bitcoin worth $11,500. Donors have also given him 1.5 BCH, $550, 881 Doge, 150, and 0.19 ETH, 550. There are several other crypto wallets with smaller amounts of funds as well, such as Monero and Horizon. As an important note, most of these wallets hold far less than their lifetime receipts. For example, Ulbricht's Bitcoin wallet has received a total of 12.45 BTC, $950,000 since inception. It is unclear whether these funds remain in his ownership after being swept, or if they have already been expended on his clemency or philanthropic efforts over the years. Subheading: The blockchain only tells part of the story. Whether Ross or Lynn owns other crypto assets beyond the wallets listed on freeross.org is unclear. Neither he nor his family is required to disclose donations publicly, although he certainly has millions of supporters around the world, including some of the earliest and most wealthy Bitcoiners. His current assets are unknown. Read the full story at protos.com. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.